Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We are now joined by Chris Saliza, political commentator, who joins us on the show. Chris, you can see him on YouTube, Substack, contributor to News Nation. You formerly from CNN. Chris is with us now, I believe, joining us from Alcatraz. Hi, Chris.
Sorry I'm late. I was eating my taco bowl from Trump Tower for Cinco de Mayo.
Okay. Oh, yeah. He has the best.
Everyone knows those are the best taco bowls in the world.
That's right. Well, good for you for celebrating in that way. Okay. Chris, I guess there's a lot to jump into. Let's start with the comments about the economy when Trump was on Face the Nation with Kristen Welker, and she asked him, when are we in the Trump economy? And he said that the good parts of the economy are the Trump economy and the bad parts of the economy are the Biden economy.
Man, I wish life worked like that.
Where
you got credit for the things that were going right, and you blame someone else for the things that were going wrong. That's like my dream scenario in life. But no, I mean, look, I think that's sort of a ridiculous position for him to take. I mean, he is the president. He has been for 105 days now. I don't know at what point it goes from the quote-unquote Biden economy to the Trump economy, but it kind of feels like we're in that, particularly because the tariffs that he put in place have had a profound impact on the economy. So I get why he says it, because politically you don't want it, but this, I mean, the facts are the facts.
Yeah, and don't you think you could argue, normally you could argue that yes, you are still in your predecessor's economy to a point in certain areas, for sure. I think that's a completely valid argument. The problem is that the issues, the economy that we're facing now, both with the price of everyday items to our 401ks, that is all of Trump's own making.
Yes,
specifically
exactly.
His.
Right, Amy. If he had done nothing, right? I mean, if he had just basically said, like, I'm gonna wait 100 days to sort of see how the economy is shaking out, then I'm gonna put some things in place. Well, then I think you could say, like, look, I wanted to see if the changes Joe Biden made with the economy were effective. I wanted to, but he immediately came in and said, we're gonna put tariffs on Canada, Mexico, and China, our three biggest trading partners. Then he announces these reciprocal tariffs against basically anyone we trade with in the world. And then he pauses those tariffs and says, well, we're going to make a lot of great deals. We haven't seen any of those deals yet. So, yes, you can't do something massive related to the economy and then say, well, the economy's somebody else. Like, if you're going to take actions, because, look, let's be honest, we know this. If the economy suddenly had roared, if the stock market was up 15%, if we had negotiated all these amazing trade deals, do you think Donald Trump would say, like, well, I mean, part of the credit here goes to Joe Biden and part of the credit goes to me? No, of course, he would take all of the credit for it. And I would say, actually, understandably so, because the things he did changed the economy. But the things he did changed the economy in a negative way, at least in the first 100 days. And he can say whatever he wants, but I would point you to approval polls that suggest that the American public has lost trust in him on the economy, and that's led to a broader sort of disapproval, a rising disapproval for him more broadly in how he's doing the job.
Yeah, it's how much the politically do it, is there a price that will truly be paid for this? Because we know that our politics is sort of, you know, it's solidified the way it is in the teams. We all have our teams mm-hmm. now, right? And we're on one side mm-hmm. or the other. So it's almost like whatever your guy does, no matter what side you're on, that person cannot do any wrong. Will there be a price to be paid for this politically? If it continues down this path, and we know that it could rebound, you know, things could change.
Absolutely.
But yeah, so
I don't know, Chris.
Yeah.
I mean, look, is there a price to be paid for him? Not a pure political price in the sense that he can't, I don't think, be on the ballot again for president. So he will never face voters again. Is there a price that his legacy could take? Yes, absolutely. I mean, look, all presidents want to be popular. All presidents want to be remembered for doing things that helped the state of the country, most notably the economy. If things do not turn around, if Donald Trump's sort of short-term pain for long-term bet doesn't work, this will be something he will be remembered for, and it won't be fondly. In the nearer term, politically speaking, you know, I mean, I think Republican elected officials need to be concerned. When you have a president who is in the low 40s in terms of job approval, I know November 2026 feels like a very long time from now, but it will be here. And if Donald Trump is in the low 40s in approval rating, I guarantee you that Republicans will lose control of the House. And that will have an impact on Donald Trump's legacy, too, because then we'll be talking about oversight and hearings in a way we're not with Republicans in control of everything. So he's not going to be in another election, I don't think, and therefore this isn't going to make him lose another election. But that doesn't mean it doesn't have real impact on him, his legacy, and the party.
Chris, we appreciate it as always. Sorry our time was short today, but we have a basketball coach and a basketball player we got to talk to.
That's way more important.
And we like them.
Trust me,
we like them. They're fun. They have good news for us, unlike you.
Everybody take so. I'm sorry. I'm going to try and be more positive next week.
Hey, that's what they told us to do. Chris, Eliza, we appreciate it. We'll talk to you Monday.
You bet. Bye.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.